Hey guys, my name is James, and I eat spiders and snakes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner to become poisonous. Well, that's how weird I am. However, this was not always like this, but certain situations forced me to change my diet. At school, I've always been the scapegoat. Guys from the football team were constantly bullying me, and the girls were laughing and considered that I was a nobody. Over the years, I got used to this. So I stopped paying attention to all the antics of my classmates, but at one point, everything changed. A new student, Arthur, came to our class. He was the son of big businessmen. His appearance, mannerisms, and even his look indicated that he was a very spoiled and arrogant person. I didn't like him at first sight, and he didn't like me either. Having learned from the guys that everyone was bullying me there, Arthur smiled and joined my offenders. He could set fire to my clothes, throw a firecracker right under my feet, or turn over a tray with food on me. I was taking it on the nose until this rich kid crossed all the possible boundaries. Once, during the PE class, we took turns doing push-ups, and when it was my turn, Arthur pressed me against the floor with his foot and started bragging by saying that he could humiliate such complete losers as I was and get away with it. Then he took some photos. Unfortunately, I was too skinny and cowardly to resist. That's why, that very evening, I was looking at the ugly photos of me on Arthur's Instagram page. There were so many offensive comments. This was the last straw of my patience because I was pretty tired of being bullied at school. I really wanted to take revenge on my main offender. But what could I do? As I said, I am a skinny and cowardly guy. But I found a way out. Once, I was reading an old book in the library, and there was an interesting article about how one man ate poisonous snakes and spiders as part of an experiment in the 18th century, and managed to become poisonous himself. His saliva began to contain dangerous toxins that could render a person harmless in just a few minutes. It was also written there that the poison did not kill, but only paralyzed the victim for some time. I thought it was a great idea of how one could take revenge on the rich kid who has gone too far. On the same day, I bought a whole package of snakes and spiders in an exotic store. However, it turned out not to be that easy because I could not overcome my disgust. It was incredibly difficult for me to bite off a snake's tail or a spider's leg. But when I remembered all the offenses and bullying, I decided to try it and I liked it. As it turned out, fried spiders and snakes don't taste that bad, especially with various spices. And after that, I was eating only them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. At school, my classmates noticed that I came with some strange food and, of course, started laughing at me. But I was patiently listening to all of this as I realized that I would soon get a superpower that everyone would be afraid of, and then no one would hurt me anymore. But I still did not understand that everything had its own consequences. In that book, it was said that the man was eating such a diet for 2 months in order to achieve the desired outcome. And when 2 months passed, I got scared. It seemed to me that I was doing the wrong thing because letting my poison into a person is inhuman and dangerous. But I changed my opinion about this when Arthur flattened my new bike that I used to ride to school. He also stained the saddle with some disgusting green stuff. Arthur was laughing at me and said that I wouldn't be able to do anything to him anyway. Then I freaked out, came up to him, and bit him hard on the hand. Arthur started screaming and then laughed again. He said that only girls were fighting like that and then left. I started patiently waiting for my poison to take effect. It was written in the book that it would only take a few minutes. But the next day Arthur came to school, as if nothing had happened. He looked at me, started laughing and teasing me. So I bit him again until he started bleeding. Well, my saliva must have gotten into the wound. So I thought that he definitely wouldn't be able to do anything to me. But no effect was observed. I thought my experiment had failed, but after all the classes, Arthur suddenly felt sick. He fell down in the schoolyard and began twitching. Teachers and a school nurse immediately ran up to him while I was looking at him and smiling. Finally, he got what he deserved. I was not worried about anything because, according to the book, the effect lasts no more than a couple of hours. Soon, Arthur will come to his senses and then I will tell him that it's better not to mess with me. He, like all my offenders, will learn that I have poisonous saliva that will immobilize them all if they do not stop bullying me. However, neither tomorrow nor the day after tomorrow did Arthur show up to school. Some of her classmates said that he was in intensive care and in an extremely serious condition. This piece of news shocked me because I did not expect at all that my saliva would be that poisonous. I was restless because I thought that it was because of me and that he could not come to his senses. Have I killed Arthur? But I didn't want that at all. I just wanted to teach him a lesson. Somehow, I found out in which hospital he was, and I went to that place. I ran up to the reception desk and asked which ward Arthur was in, but they told me that he was no longer there. What? No, that couldn't be true. I was shaking so badly that I sat down right on the floor. Nurses immediately ran up to me and tried to bring me to my senses. But I wasn't able to think and did not understand what was going on. I had only one thought in my mind. I killed a classmate with my poison. Although he was unbearable, he did not deserve such a fate. In the evening, in the general chat, I told my classmates that Arthur had died. Guys couldn't believe it. Some of them were very upset because they had become close friends with him. I didn't even want to go to school because I was totally ashamed and scared, as I turned out to be a killer and a real monster. However, I could not help but come to school because I wanted to support my classmates, despite the fact that we were never friends. I was hoping in vain that Arthur would come into the classroom right away and call me a crybaby or a jerk again, but that was impossible. However, when we were sitting in mourning Arthur, he suddenly entered the classroom and looked at us askance while we were looking at him. Being totally shocked, as if he were a ghost, one of the girls started screaming and fainted. To be honest, I could hardly stand on my feet as well. When Arthur asked what was going on here, I stupidly replied that we were mourning him, and only a minute later I was able to explain everything to him in a normal way. Arthur started laughing and called me a jerk because he was discharged from the hospital yesterday since he had completely recovered. On the day when he got sick, Arthur ate a candy that contained finely crushed nuts, which he did not know about, and this caused an acute reaction because he was severely allergic to nuts. As a result, he started choking, his arms and legs got numb, and he quickly passed out. He had to be in intensive care for a while and stay in the hospital for a couple of days to recover. You have no idea how glad I was when I heard this. A huge burden was lifted off of my shoulders because I was not guilty of anything. For some reason, we all found this situation funny. Arthur said I was paranoid, and then apologized to me for all the antics. He appreciated the fact that I came to the hospital to visit him. After that, my life changed. Arthur and the other guys no longer mocked me because he began to stand up for me. None of my classmates wanted to mess with Arthur, so I finally found what I had dreamed of for so long, peace of mind. Also, I stopped eating spiders and snakes. I didn't manage to get a superpower, but I was even glad about it, because such ability only brought danger. However, I doubt that it's even possible to get it. Most likely, everything in that book was fiction.